This is Bigger Pockets Daily, kicking off your Monday with a daily dose of real estate information and education. The article I'm about to share is one of more than 10,000 blog articles available on Bigger Pockets, but you can't read the blog when you're walking the dog or browsing the MLS. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day, with Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
9 types of must-have insurance for landlords, including renter's insurance, by Remen Okorua. Becoming a landlord is an excellent way to provide a secondary income or create a portfolio that's strong enough for your principal income. As such, knowing all the types of must-have insurance policies for landlords, including renter's insurance, is crucial to protecting your assets. Without adequate insurance cover, you run the risk of losing money and even putting your rental business at risk. While insurance might seem like an unnecessary extra cost, the moment you need it is when it pays for itself. Here's why landlord insurance is a must-have. Why insurance for landlords is vitally important. Homeowners insurance policies cover a wide range of misfortunes caused by nature and humans. This type of insurance is vital in case of a fire, flood, or other damage to the property or appliances. Despite being the homeowner, you still need it because as soon as you rent out the property, your homeowner's insurance becomes invalid. As soon as your home becomes a source of income and you have paying tenants, you must switch to a landlord insurance policy. Tenants are generally not responsible for broken appliances, burglaries, or even accidents that occur on the property. However, if someone injures themselves on the property, you could be liable as the building owner. So you must have the right kind of insurance policy to protect yourself against losses. What does landlord insurance cover? Landlord insurance policies vary from one provider to the next. However, any policy you consider should include 3 primary protections: property damage, rental default insurance, and liability protection. Coverage within each policy is categorized as DP1, DP2, or DP3. A DP1 has basic coverage against 9 perils and ensures the property's cash value. DP3 has extra coverage and is the most extensive and the most expensive. 3 must-have landlord insurance policies. 1, property damage. With the increasing number of natural disasters that are occurring, insurance with property damage coverage is an absolute must-have for landlords. This coverage includes natural disasters like wildfires, earthquakes, or floods. Property damage will also cover electrical or gas issues. If you happen to have problematic tenants, you will be covered if they cause damage to your property. It may also be best to find a policy covering replacement costs rather than actual cash value. For example, a 20-year-old sofa might be worth $100.
but replacing it could be closer to $1,000, as you would have to purchase an entirely new sofa. Number two, rental default insurance. There might be some situations where your property becomes uninhabitable and you face lost rental income. For example, your rental property could become infested with pests, termites, or severe mold. In that case, you would lose rental income while the necessary treatment or repairs are carried out. With rental default insurance, your income is insured during this time, which means you're covered from rental losses when you need to be. Number three, liability protection. Suppose a tenant or visitor suffers an injury because of property maintenance faults. In that case, you could face a massive lawsuit for high medical or legal costs. However, you should always check the fine print to find out what is covered. This type of coverage could range from icy paths to injuries caused by structural collapses. Insurance for landlords. Additional cover. As with any type of insurance, it's a personal choice whether you want to stick to the bare minimum or think it is worth adding additional cover. Depending on your circumstances, you could add other types of coverage to protect against unforeseen events. Additional coverage may include guaranteed income insurance. This coverage kicks in when a tenant is unable to pay part or all of the rent. Flood insurance. Flooding from natural disasters or issues with plumbing fixtures can be a huge and expensive issue, but this type of insurance will cover the cost of water damage. Emergency coverage. Tenants are locked out or have a leaking pipe, and you need to drop everything and go. This type of insurance can cover part or all of the travel costs, including the cost of fixing the problem. Additional construction expenses. If your property suffers damage and you need to invest extra money to bring the property in line with building regulations, this type of insurance will cover the costs. Other types of insurance for landlords. When it comes to other types of landlord insurance, what you have access to or need will typically come down to the basics of your area and your individual situation. For example, you won't need workers' compensation insurance if you don't plan on hiring anyone. And still, it is always better to know all the types of insurance to make an informed decision. These extra insurance options may include rent guarantee insurance. This insurance will cover a period in which the tenant can't or refuses to make rent payments. The coverage is typically from 6 weeks to 6 months and should be long enough to start the eviction process if necessary. Security deposit insurance. Instead of asking for large upfront deposits, which can make it difficult for tenants, landlords can offer a security deposit policy and the provider takes on the responsibilities of any damage or unpaid rent. Sewer backup insurance. This is a low-cost policy that covers issues related to sewer backups and can be added to your fire and hazard coverage. Terrorism insurance. This insurance covers you in case any terrorist activity damages the property. Builder's risk insurance. Builder's risk insurance is a special policy that covers you when you need to renovate a property, as the standard hazard and fire coverage won't be valid. General contractor insurance. This covers you if you decide to become a licensed general contractor in order to renovate your property and need to apply for the correct permits. Workers' compensation insurance. You will need this type of insurance when employing staff, contractors, maintenance workers, or property managers. Why landlords should require renter's insurance. You may not like the idea of asking your tenants to acquire extra insurance, but would be best if you always insisted that tenants have renter's insurance. You can easily require this by including it as a clause in the rental agreement. Renter's insurance should be a requirement for your tenant because your landlord insurance policy doesn't cover a tenant's personal items. So your renters need this type of coverage in case something occurs and causes loss to their property. For example, let's suppose there was a fire that destroys the interior of the property. In that case, the landlord's insurance will only cover the physical property. Your insurance policy won't provide any coverage for the tenant's personal property that was lost in the fire. This doesn't seem like a big issue for the landlord, but any additional costs a tenant incurs could put financial pressure on them. As such, the knock-on effect could make it more difficult for the tenant to pay their rent. In some situations, they could also hold you, as the building owner, liable for damage to their belongings. The good news is that the average cost of renter's insurance is relatively low and affordable for most tenants. What does renter's insurance cover? Like insurance for landlords, coverage from renter's insurance policies varies from one provider to another. You should encourage your tenants to take out renter's insurance that covers theft, water backup damage, some natural disasters, and injuries. A renter's insurance policy should have a list of covered items, but things like jewelry, clothing, electronics, and appliances are typically covered. It's also an excellent idea to encourage tenants to get a renter's insurance policy that covers replacement costs, not just the cash value. What does renter's insurance not cover? Earthquakes, riots, and pests are a few things that renter's insurance doesn't cover. Renter's insurance also typically won't cover damage to cars or a roommate's property, so pay attention to the names listed on the policy. Finally, there might be some small print regarding pets. For example, a pet dog biting someone on the property could be covered under the policy unless it's a dangerous breed of dog. Final thoughts on must-have insurance for landlords. Must-have insurance for landlords should always include property damage and liability. Although it's an extra expense, the cost of landlord insurance can be insignificant when you need to make a large claim. However, landlord insurance products can become expensive if you add on items you don't need. That said, you shouldn't underinsure either. Always take out the type of coverage you require to ensure you are never faced with large, unexpected bills and hefty legal expenses. Congratulations! You just got smarter and one step closer to reaching your real estate investing goals. You know what else will make you smarter? Setting up keyword alerts in your BiggerPockets profile. Go to Account Settings, Alerts, and set up alerts for the market or strategy you're interested in. For example, Turnkey or Kansas City. You're guaranteed to connect with like-minded investors who share similar goals. Want to hear more BiggerPockets Daily? Check out some older episodes you missed. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.